This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Now, quick, play the outro stinger.
I don't have one yet. I
On the harmonica, you ham.
Oh, I was going to do like a metal song.
Yeah, do the harmonica metal song.
The hatred is flowing forth. Welcome to Metal Mountain.
This is the...
What a bit.
Stupid.
Tapes on sale at the gift shop.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever. I'd love to hear Oprah swear. Can Oprah just say, that's fucking stupid once, please? Guys, it's showtime.
Yeah.
Great that, Dave didn't come.
Because Dave can't be bothered to use his mouse. He's waiting for one of us to drag him.
Yes.
Just like those bodies.
It's my nonviolent resistance.
How dare you invoke the words of Mahatma Gandhi?
Who?
Mahatma Gandhi was a dickhead.
All right, give me a sec. I gotta clear up some space on my drive.
Just delete some porn.
No.
Like me, you're a porn hoarder?
No, not like you, but yes.
They're called porters. If you look in Shamebuck, you'll see something that'll make you irrationally angry.
Okay.
But no, this is for Steve specifically.
Oh.
But you might enjoy it.
Dave, imagine me doing the very narrow-eyed Leonardo DiCaprio from Inception at you. This is exactly how I wanted to start the last episode of Season 11, looking at Flanders, Fry, and DiCaprio all looking like Brock from Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So did Brock and Misty ever fuck?
No.
Why would they?
Brock and Professor Ivy fucked.
Did they?
No, but...
He wishes.
No, but you fell for it.
Yeah.
Well, again, I'm too trusting. Can you believe we've been doing this show almost 8 years?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Why? You're the one that says that after everybody else is dead and gone, you're going to keep it going.
Oh, and I am.
Right, so why unfortunately? It's just
unfortunately, I remember it all.
That was very Logan of you, Logan.
You're welcome.
Logan's also the most Vin Diesel-y of all of us.
I don't know that I know what that means.
It means that you would give, like, really awful action one-liners, but due to your delivery, they somehow sound menacing.
Oh, I see.
So, there perfect you go, example from... God damn it, Dave.
I see.
Okay, I'm glad that you can see. I also see.
Me too.
Good, great.
Not as well as everyone else, but still.
For you, it's the haze of weed smoke that's affecting you, Sean.
And also, you know, my eyes are shit, but yeah.
Yeah, he also wears glasses.
What's your vision, Sean?
I don't know. It's extremely bad.
But
you have glasses. So you've clearly been to an optometrist at some point.
Yeah, I haven't been there in years. I need to get a new prescription.
What you have is not good for what you need to do.
Oh, absolutely not. And they're also scratched as well.
Don't you guys have, like, universal healthcare or some dumb shit?
Yeah, but they don't cover eyes or teeth.
Yeah, it doesn't cover vision.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Logan, keep in mind, Canada guarantees you the right to live. They never guarantee you the quality of the life that you may live.
Unfortunately.
Do you not have those insurances through your company?
No.
Should we start a Kickstarter? Get Sean new eyes?
Get Sean dental and vision.
Ha. My name is Ron. Today I want to tell you about Sean's eyes. They ain't good no more.
Yes, we need to get braces for Sean's eyes.
How much does dental and vision cost in Canada?
Well, my glasses are about $500.
No, wait, you interrupted Kickstarter Ron's pitch for braces for Sean's eyes.
No, it's fine. He deserves the floor.
Okay.
Please tell me about braces for Sean's eyes.
Yes, please tell me about braces for my eyes. And glasses for my teeth.
We take the strongest 12-gauge wire from speakers, and we wire him into his eyelids, and we tighten that back with a pair of pliers, keeping his eyes open for all the rest of eternity. Meaning he'll have good eyesight, because his eyes will always be open.
You know, I'm not really feeling it right now, because there's no harmonica backing you up.
God damn it, do I have to find the fucking harmonica? Hold on.
I'm surprised you don't have a harmonica handy at all times.
Yeah, because who knows whenever Dave is going to bust out Kickstarter Ron.
Rat.
He's looking for it.
Ba-bum.
Ow, I stabbed my hand on a fork.
I heard it got it, but at least that's what it sounds like.
Why is Ba-bum. There a fork over there?
It's silver. It's an heirloom.
Ba-bum.
Val, I may or may not need a tetanus shot.
What the fuck does S dollar sign mean?
Scandinavian.
Ooh, sexy money. Ah, my name's Ron. Today, I'm going to tell you about Sean the Eyes. You see, out here on the range, Sean is not able to afford proper eye care. So I'm proposing this new, more powerful solution. We're going to wire his eyes open with stereo wire. Yeah, stereo wire. $12 million. Get me out of jail.
Less yapping, more zapping.
I hope you're recording that because I haven't been recording yet.
God damn it, Dave, you said...
Look, that was a treat specifically for the live listeners, so...
We're 3 minutes... Okay, are you recording now?
Yeah, I'm actually getting the recording up right now, so...
Instead of piping in the Craig recording for that...
Craig.
It's just going to be me playing the harmonica and nothing else.
Maybe, like, put some camping noises in the background. Or just play the audio from the fart scene in Blazing Saddles. They can't copyright strike us. You can't copyright a fart.
Yeah, you can.
This is Friday Night Fart Fiction. I'm your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight are David, Valerie, Logan, Sean, and this is the end of season 11. This is the end of the show. This is the end of the world as we know it. This is the end of braces for eyes.
But Lisa needs them.
Steve.
Yo.
How will you entertain your child without the drawings of Eric Carl now that he's gone?
I don't know, mostly because I don't know who that is.
It's the guy who made Very Hungry Caterpillar and other such books.
I mean, you know, as soon as an artist dies, their art becomes unobtainable, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you have to burn it all.
We waited many years after Dr. Seuss died to burn his racist fucking books.
No, you have to burn all his books.
You gotta remember, cancel culture did that, Steve.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Also, everybody knows that Dr. Seuss isn't dead. They just keep him in a vault.
I thought it was angry Republicans.
All of my favorite Republican senators say that it's Congress that's cancel culture happening. So, you know.
David, name for me your favorite Republican senator.
Yes, please.
Without vomiting.
Chuck White Guy?
Chuck White Guy.
Oh, no. I remember. His name is Chuck White Old Mansington.
Ah, Ron's friend.
Yeah, he put him in jail.
White Old Mansington got kicked off of Kofi.
Oh, no. I can't do my senator duties without y'all buying me a coffee.
Look, I understand that I get paid by the state, but my mistress has been wanting to get a new car.
So buy her a coffee so she'll get off my back.
So, we have something special that's near and dear to me that we're starting with tonight. Mm-hmm. How many of the hosts have seen Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I'm familiar.
Yes.
At some point.
I've never been.
New one?
Old one. British.
Oh, British?
British.
Yeah. Couple.
I haven't.
I'm from Britain.
I never watched the British one.
Somebody wrote a version of the Very Secret Diaries involving the cast of the British version of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Is it also about the journey to Mordor?
No. It's about gay sex, which is also fun.
Gay sex is fun.
Yes, I quite enjoy it.
So this is the Very Secret Diaries by Indy Baggins. Summary. Ryan, Greg, Colin, and Clive all have a seduction diary. This is pure crack. And starting us off will be Sean.
Day one. My name is Ryan. Am V. Lonely. And in need of a man.
Of man.
In need of man. Must try and get one. Possibly two.
Start another Kickstarter.
Ha. My name's Ron. I need more bail money.
You're supposed to say you need a man.
Oh, I need a man. To give me bail money.
Day 5. Met slightly balding guy doing improv. Realized it's good thing I'm tall, as people would never notice any bald spots.
No bald spots.
Dave, confirm or deny.
What?
Do you have any bald spots?
No. I just have a receding hairline.
Okay, well then I guess you can't confirm or deny. I was about to ask Logan when I realized what his hair looks like.
Logan's hair has left him in the divorce.
Yes, my divorce from my right testicle.
Yeah, exactly. Took the kids and the minivan.
And the hair.
And the hair. Put the hair on the minivan and drove away.
Told him on stage I want to fuck him and he agreed. Tried to find him later, but he went home. Big tease. Day 7. Balding guy's name is Colin. Seems shy. We'll just have to put in an effort. Day 19. He called me Big Goof. And pleased he noticed I'm big. Not so pleased about Goof. We'll work on that.
Wait, Colin Mockery's not British?
No.
So you said this was about the British one.
The British version of Whose Line was hosted by British people and filmed in Britain.
Yeah, and they had several Americans and a Canadian on there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yep. Basically just an excuse to go to Britain and hang out on the company's dime.
Pretty much.
I thought that was just what QI was.
No, QI is very different. It's like you can't say a certain letter.
No, it's not a certain letter. It's you can't give the obvious answer because they did the research and the obvious answer is wrong.
I would know. I watch QI.
I also watch QI, and I don't remember any episode having that.
Why don't we just watch G Gundam together, goddammit?
No, G Gundam's for nerds.
G Gundam is not a show we're allowed to watch.
No, it's not a show that Sean's allowed to watch.
He's allowed to watch it.
Yeah, he just won't.
I have to look up a projector to fucking put G Gundam on his damn mountain again.
Is there like a mountain in Canada that you could put Gundams on?
He works on a ski slope, so it's naturally just a white projector screen.
Ah, oh, dude. This sounds awesome.
Yeah, this is going to be our ultimate gift to him, is to come up and bring a projector to
and
make him watch
G-Gundam. Force him to watch G-Gundam?
Exactly!
Because highly reflective snow would do well for a projector.
He doesn't need to actually, like, discern what he's seeing, it's just the fact that he's seeing it. He's gonna need, like, braces for his eyes anyway in order to fucking see it, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna hold the projector up like fucking that one
like
movie.
John Cusack.
Yeah, where he played Shock the Monkey by Peter Gabriel.
Except we're going to hold it up to Sean's ear and ask him if he can hear the seeing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Steve's known for his prog rock albums like Through the Wind and Flames. It's just you playing one guitar riff, but it's been stretched to a full length album. So it's one note every like 9 seconds or so. And it goes on for an hour.
Just pulse stretched it.
Dave, I just looked at Shane Bucket. What the fuck is round meal?
Just boil and bag. Open and enjoy.
Oh.
Have your round meal.
All right, well, milk. Here you go. My randomly generated heavy metal album is called Symphony of Punishment, Suicide in My Sleep.
That's too long.
Stone Comfort, Pandemic Anger.
Cruel Woe, Ever Doom.
My band is Victorious Degeneracy, and our album is Necro Destroyer. We lead off with the title track, Peaceful Hate. Then we have Perverted by Tranquility, a fan favorite. Coco Biel, Lord Bitterness, Heedless of Hope, Strangulation with the T being a cross, Genocide by Bliss, and the track that got everybody moving, Sodomagozergram, Sodomizogram.
God.
Aren't all T's crosses?
Yeah, but this is like the Jesus cross.
The Wingdings cross.
Oh, I see.
But we made it in 1987 by Merciless Recordings.
Hey, mine was made in 95. I made an album at the age of 10. God damn.
I made an album in 89 when I was like five.
All right, go ahead, Sean.
Day 23. Attempted to be V serious. Took Colin to museum and talked about Renaissance for several hours. Then suggested to have a go at it in the dinosaur section. He laughed. Am afraid still not serious enough. Day 44. Invited Colin over for wine. He fell asleep after first bottle. Big wuss. Has lovely blush when asleep, though. Tried to feel him up a little, but he murmured something about, no, Phil.
Ken 7.
Ha ha! Booty hole.
Probably ex-lover. Will remember name to bring up on stage later. Day 75. Tried to kiss him. Big fiasco. As he thinks I'm just being friendly. Tongue and all.
The entire chat is just filled with generated metal albums. I love a degenerate god. The metal in your eyes. It's just eye braces.
Yeah, that's the one for Sean.
Well, mine was actually Old Man Anguish. My mind's crypt.
Old Man Anguish?
Yep.
It sounds like an NPC you'd talk to in a Bethesda game.
Welcome to the mountain where you can see things you haven't seen.
Wait, you're talking...
You can buy an apple for 3 septiums.
Wait. Hold on, Dave. Hold that thought.
Kickstarter Ron here with a new Kickstarter. Give me septims. I must take over the empire. And then I will feast on his brains and turn him into chili. That's very metal.
I can't do this.
Now, quick, play the outro stinger.
I don't have one yet. No, I have
you
record-
on the harmonica, you ham.
Oh, I was going to do like a metal song.
Yeah, do the harmonica metal song.
The hatred is blowing forth. Welcome to Metal Mountain.
This is the...
What a bit.
So stupid.
Tapes on sale at the gift shop.
Wow. Indeed.
Day 79.
Please give us the award for best bit.
Tried to get him hot by suggesting he tie me up and lick whipped cream from every inch of my body. He patted my shoulder. No, it'd be more like blah, 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 blah.
Right, but it was metal, so it's like blah, 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 blah,
blah. Never licked metal.
It's all right.
I don't believe you. You strike me as a primo metal licker.
You're just like, that sheet metal's looking real good right now. Blah, 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 blah.
Primo metal licker sounds like a new genre.
It's like what Italio House becomes.
Italio House?
I need wine. Sean, after you, it's Logan.
He patted my shoulder and walked away, starting to think I'm missing something. Maybe just need better plan. Day 99. Still nothing.
Day 148. Decided to send him Valentine with copy of Karma Sutra. Handy little post-its all over the interesting pages. Didn't look me in the eye all day. Have a feeling I'm finally getting somewhere. Day 176. A woman? A woman? Who is he kidding? Feel V-depressed. Day 323. Had to go to wedding. Asked me to be his best man. Tried to convince him best man gets at least a small pre-wedding fuck. But ignored me. Am not able to be angry at him though, as he looked V-sad all day. I would be too. Wife seems V-bitchy. Day 381. Got married myself, as Colin made it seem V-easy. Was not sad. Fucked best man twice. Quite like weddings. Day 474.
Is this made by that same person who was like walking from Mordor and not being king?
Inspired.
Inspired by it.
Oh, okay.
He did say that at the beginning.
I wasn't listening.
You weren't listening, yeah.
Yeah, that does not surprise anyone.
Day 474. Since both married now, proposed sinful affair to Colin. He didn't even smile. Suspect wife bad influence on him.
Have wife can confirm.
Hey.
Wives do be like that.
Day 650. Took horrible plane ride. Britisher so far away. Tried to fuck Stewart in bathroom, but too much turbulence. Am feeling excessively disappointed in life. Day 652. Met snarky guy with glasses. Might finally get some. Day 653. Snarky guy's named Greg, and I want to fuck him. Said I wanted to fuck him. He seemed pleased, so fucked him twice against the wall of his dressing room later. Called me Mr. A, but who cares? Life is good again. Day 667. Took up smoking, as well as drinking. Fucked Greg 3 times today. Seems still V into it. Day 703. Found out what take me, Mr. A, and bend me over the desk and fuck me raw is all about. Am not V disappointed, as Greg says he has no chance with Clive, since Clive already is fucking both Richard and Tony. Am struck by the thought that there are no straight men in Britain. Quite like it.
Yeah, not too bad. All right, you know what? Since y'all kind of know about these characters, let's move on to something that I'm sure more people know about.
Sure.
Dave.
What?
St. James or the Vulgate of St. Jerome?
What? Vulgate.
All right, great. We're reading The Very Secret Diaries of St. Augustine.
Wait, what? God damn it. No.
So you're just trying to get rid of all the very sacred diaries.
You caught on, right? We're cleaning house at the end of the season.
Can we just say stop submitting this?
The Very Secret Diaries of St. Augustine by J. Trifanstone, or Trifanstone. Summary, 404 correspondence, Jerome continues, infuriating. Do not understand why he does not see my point. Translation of Gourd, vital to understanding of Gospels. Chapter 1, The Very Secret Diaries of St. Augustine, and I am up. All right, I can't tell if these are years or verse numbers. Ah, fuck it, whatever. 378, mother gave me Latin Bible. Discovered Christians believe in talking snakes.
368.
What did I say?
378.
Okay, day, whatever the fuck Sean said. Mother gave me Latin Bible.
368.
Yes, day, whatever the fuck David said.
372.
Mother gave
War me... War of 1812.
The Very Secret Diary of the War of 1812. Somebody get on it.
Dear diary, invaded America today. Pee cool. Still didn't get laid, though.
Discovered Christians believe in talking snakes, bushes, and pillars of fire. I do partially remember my studying of the Talmud, and I think that shit's in there.
Yeah.
Also, do not know the name of their prophet's grandfather and cannot spell. Suspect believers to be both illiterate and superstitious.
Yep.
Told father, mother angry. Reread Hortensius instead. Cicero v. Soothing. 371. Carthage. Discovered Plato. Also girls. Think father may have had a point. Had horoscope taken. Predict will be famous, rich, and celibate.
Oof.
Hot.
Not convinced. 372. Disaster. Stars lied. Anna pregnant. 372. Discovered new religion. Have become Manichi?
I guess.
Sure. What
the fuck is Manichi?
It's a type of food. Like, you'll never be able to figure out if I'm lying or not.
I'll never be able to tell if you're lying. You've never lied to me before.
Never ever.
Manichaean, a major religion founded in the 3rd century AD by the Parthian prophet Mani in the Sasanian Empire.
Religious mayonnaise.
Maniahi, maniaha, manianichi.
Solves all problems, all living things, duality of good and evil. Wine v. bad. Fuck you, I'm drinking. Ah, Moscato. Melons and cucumbers v. good.
Melon.
Lower half body evil, top virtuous. Instructed to abstain sex, procreation also evil and forbidden to higher initiates. Find this thought most attractive, cannot thus be blamed for behavior of lower half. Anna not pleased, also still pregnant. 378. Wrote book on moral beauty of being alone and evils of pluralism. Anna gone to visit sister, taking Adiodatus with her, has not come back. Find house lonely. Feel may regret writing book.
I don't understand who this is for.
What? The appeal of the Very Secret Diaries of St. Augustine?
Yes.
Let me finish the page and I'll pull up the next one, okay?
Okay.
Again, spring, well, summer, is it summer yet?
Not yet.
Not technically.
Very, very late spring cleaning. 384. Milan! Have had new business tablets cut. Professor of rhetoric. Mother came too. Mother and Anna quarreled. Mother intent on society, wedding, wants grandchildren. Also, Anna does not speak Latin. Said, Adiodatus, excellent son, and Anna's Greek fine. Mother said, not if you want to make something of yourself. Aurelius Augustine of Thagaste? Thagaste?
The thing from the Numa Numa song.
Yeah. Fish merchant laughed at accent. Students sniggering in back row. Bought new toga. Expense distressing. Arranged elocution lessons. Sent Anna back to Carthage. Mother ecstatic. Also have one promising student. Hands and homework on time. Also excellent nose and noble brow. Bed v. cold, but lower half of body still evil. Ergo, did not resist professional young lady at baths. Found sex without affection stimulating but hollow. However, have made appointment for following week. 385. Missing Anna must have looked miserable. picked up by Citizen in Forum turned out to be fellow academic, also Christian. Most enjoyable exchange, if a little messy, although cannot understand why otherwise intelligent fellow follows such childish storytelling. Agreed to attend readings. Curious. More importantly, have discovered new religion.
Mm.
Toes no longer evil, but part of great chain of being, have returned to taking baths. All right, David, you're up with Jareth's secret diaries.
Come on.
The Goblin King?
The Goblin King.
All right.
I don't know, maybe one out of three ain't bad. This is the last of the very secret diaries that were submitted to us.
That we know of.
Summary. Delve into the dark and twisted mind of a sociopathic, power-hungry narcissist.
David!
No?
Oh, I thought you were reading, like, the summary for your autobiography. Sorry.
I'm not sociopathic. I'm just power-hungry narcissist. And dark and twisted, maybe you mean white and tall. Let's be real. How does a powerful diva, that's correct, spend his days? Bugging the mortal victor of the labyrinth, among other things. Drabbles from Jareth's perspective. J&S, title taken from Lord of the Ring, the very secret diaries written by the now famous Cassie Clare. Disclaimer, I don't own Labyrinth or associated characters. Chapter 1, the week of the dreaded shopping trip. Tack-tack, Monday. That insolence, insufferable girl. Mortal clothes are so miserably boring.
I've never seen the movie. Is this accurate to the voice or no?
It's David Bowie.
Ah.
I refuse to dress my royal body in such boring clothes. But then she says I can't come to her show unless I can at least try to pass for human. Of all the insults, really. Tuesday. Terrible day. Kicked two goblins out of the tower window because they were horrors of horrors. Singing. I'd rather listen to a wildebeest in heat. Have a massive headache. Still haven't changed her mind. Wednesday. I was dragged through a large, lifeless stall called Barney's. Full of the ugliest clothes ever. Told Sarah I'd behead anyone who dared set up such a shop in my kingdom. Silly girl paid me no mind and pushed me to try on something called a Zegna suit.
What the hell is a Zegna suit?
Laughed when I asked if the suit was made of Zegnas, whatever they are. Most boring outfit ever. Bought leather shoes made by someone called Ferragamo.
Jesus Christ, these are like $3,000 fucking suits!
Yep.
They're adequate. Thursday. That annoying, miserable scab of a dwarf says Sarah has a date with someone called Brett. Or is it Blaine? Terrible mood. We'll soak in jasmine-scented bath and take extra time to condition hair.
Now that's the Dave I know and love.
Yeah, but have you seen Jareth's hair? That ain't conditioned, pal.
You saying you're gonna take a jasmine-scented bath and take extra time to condition your hair, that's the Dave I know.
Dave can't fit in baths.
Too tall. I bet Blake's hair is not as soft as mine. Friday. Sarah wasn't really impressed with soft, conditioned hair. Silly girl. Got priorities wrong. Met Bland, not his name, but it should be. Dullest person ever. Gave Sarah the look, a look, and told her she could do much better than that. Got hit on the head with something called a paperweight. Not to self. It's not made of paper. Have major headache. Saturday. Have thrown out all goblins and their chickens from the castle. Have a few hours of peace. I wonder what Sarah's up to. Conjures up Crystal, jumps back as he sees Sarah glare at him. Oh, that was stage direction. I shouldn't have read that.
Mr. Bowie, you want to try that again?
Oh. How does the minx know when I look in? It's not fair. What's the point of being a magical king when I can't even stalk my mortal obsession? Sunday. Sarah's art show is an all-day affair. Bland wasn't around. She must have taken my advice seriously. Unfortunately, was careless enough to tell her she must be smartening up. Barely avoided another paperweight thrown in my direction. I swear that girl's plotting regicide. It was the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching good people scream, let me out. Had dinner at a Burmese restaurant. Note to self, get the cook to learn how to make cow suey.
Was that the original bad guy from the first Mortal Kombat?
No. He was in that knockoff for the Atari Jaguar.
Oh. Val, do you want to continue this or move on to the next story?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
I am reading this now, yo.
Okay, so Val, you continue reading this.
Okay, chapter 2. The week of the inopportune interruption. Monday. Sarah says something called Fashion Week is starting. Tells me I might like attending a few shows with her.
Fashion. Play a MIDI of fashion throughout this one, please.
There's fashion. No MIDI for this. All I find are MIDI dresses.
Aww.
Lame.
Says she's putting up some of her artwork on something called a runway. None meant for running, apparently. On an interesting note, was told I could wear what I wanted. Decisions. Tuesday. Terribly annoyed. Was told Sarah still seeing blend. Stupid girl. Clearly hasn't smartened up like I'd previously thought. I'm going to impress her with my killer outfit for this show she's taking me to.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's going to be sorry. Ha! Blend's clothes are duller than his personality, if that's even possible. Told Sarah, Higgles is more interesting. Perhaps she should consider taking a romantic interest in him instead. Mercifully, there were no paperweights around. Wednesday. Or, like David said, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Have an image of David Bowie's crotch as Jareth up while she reads this.
That's real, though. Like, he's got a significant package in that movie.
Yeah. And those twirly balls.
Those twirly balls, it's world
package
of the
package, or does he just, like, come straight?
No, that's just his giant donger, man.
All right, so it's not like he came from baseball and still wearing the cup.
No.
He just has a large cock. I have a penis. It's really, really big.
Tobias has grown to be a rather boisterous and unruly child. Definitely glad not to have kept him. Ask me if Tina Turner knew I stole her wig. Sarah laughed for a good minute before taking our lighted contraption and showing me an image of this Tina Turner. Don't understand the joke. This Tina Turner has good hair. Ah, yes.
She has very good hair.
Thursday. Some very interesting new developments. Sarah, the insulting girl, decided to barge into my chambers to inspect my outfit without prior notification. She walked right into the sight of me pleasuring the night mistress, Wynne. Her thighs wrapped around my neck, her arms bound and stretched, her voice hoarse with need. Poor Sarah turned a bright shade of red and ran for her life. Friday.
It's Friday.
Got my milk, got my bowl, got my cereal.
Wore black dragon hide pants and jacket with Ferragamo shoes and an ivory-colored shirt. This so-called fashion show, possibly the most interesting event I've attended in the human realm. Well, recently anyway. Have fond memories of Louis XIV's court, or Louis Xiv. Sarah sat next to Blen and refused to make eye contact. Thunder.
Oh, great. Well, if we lose contact, it's because the thunder killed us.
Yo, can I get some of that? We haven't had rain in fucking months.
Wow.
It should rain at least once a half hour in Florida.
Yeah, I know, and it hasn't.
Weird.
And I don't want it to be a hurricane version where it's like, oh, you get 3 months of rain in one afternoon.
Sorry, Dave. That's what you get.
Past weather in Orlando.
I'm not in Orlando.
Last rain in David.
Yeah, David, Florida is probably real.
Sarah sat next to Blend and refused to make eye contact. Looks like she won't be barging into my chambers anytime in the future. Was oddly attractive initially. Now just seemed prudish. Saturday. Visited Sarah for brunch. Still refused eye contact. Told her that this new prudishness is getting a bit tedious. After all, it's not like I think she's weaving baskets with Bland. In response, she mumbled something about, "We don't do anything like that." I only smiled and told her she was missing out. She scoffed a rather weak scoff. Oh, precious thing. Your resolve grows weak. Sunday.
Wow, David's right. It actually hasn't rained in Bradenton since April 19th.
Yeah, fucking told you.
That's not months.
That's a month.
It's month-ish.
It's pouring over here.
Dave, fine. I'll send you a Ziploc bag of Maryland rain.
Don't.
It's full. It's full of Old Bay.
It's just going to be water in Old Bay. Perfect.
Your address hasn't changed from the last bullshit I sent you, right?
Don't send me that, Steve. I will not accept that. He's going to probably put it COD or whatever.
No, I wouldn't send it COD. I would absolutely pay the shipping to send you a gag gift of Maryland spiced rain.
Ugh. It sounds chalky and unpleasant.
Like my Necco wafers.
Yeah.
Which arrived, and I'm so fucking happy. I'm so happy.
It's chocolate Necco wafers.
Mm. So it's bad chocolate.
I think the water in Old Bay sounds a lot more appetizing than Necco wafers.
Yeah, because at least it'll be over quickly.
The next F&F meetup, the only way to get in is to either consume Necco wafers or Maryland spiced rain. You gotta pick one.
Are you gonna perform communion with Necco wafers? What the fuck's wrong with you?
The Maryland spiced rain is my blood.
Yeah, the Maryland spice rain, drink of it, it is my blood, for you'll be washed away of your sins. Take this Necco wafer, it is my body, for me to carry you on the back of deliciousness.
If not a single person chooses the Necco wafers over the Maryland spice rain, I will do something. I don't know what.
We're already right. Making you have a Hot Pocket fried in Necco wafer dust, so I don't know how much worse you can make it on yourself.
How about I do ramenade with crushed Necco wafers?
Ugh.
All right.
If not a single person at the next FNF meetup chooses the Necco wafers over the Maryland spiced rain.
You understand you've just sealed your fate, right?
Yeah, you've sealed your fate.
Would some merciful soul come to the next FNF meetup and consume...
There are no merciful souls who are our fans.
Consume a single Necco wafer. They're not awful, I promise.
They are.
Our fans exist solely for our demise. You know that, right?
You mean, in this instance, specifically my demise?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Our fans specifically exist to serve the Council of Three.
Yes. Yeah. The Council of Three have ruled, don't eat them Necco wafers.
Don't eat them Necco wafers, and it would be funny to make Steve-O have Necco wafer ramenade.
Yeah.
The Council of Three have ruled since the last time Bradenton had rain.
Yeah, exactly. Many, many 1 month ago.
The Council of Three rules that Bradenton is not allowed to have rain.
Oh, but my lawn is dying, Logan.
I'm afraid that's the way things are, my friend.
Who's sneering at the shipped bag of Maryland right now?
I can't water my lawn with a single Ziploc baggie of alleged Maryland rain.
Try harder.
I'll send more than one.
Don't.
Use your hose.
I have to pay for that water, Logan. You know I'm too cheap for that. I gotta save up for exorbitant GPU prices.
Sunday, what's kind happy for half the day? Got a pedicure, a massage, hot oil treatment for my hair.
Oh.
Was prepared to spy on Sarah when all hell broke loose.
VO5 hot oil now.
Blasted goblins and their obsession with chickens. Had to break up a fight. I'm now covered in chicken shit. Desperately need a vacation.
Now we are back to the beginning, I believe. Everybody read, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Logan, do you want to keep reading this or do you want to move on?
I'm not first.
Yeah, you are.
No, Sean was first.
Okay.
Logan was second.
Sean, replacement Logan, what do you want to do?
Move on.
All right. That's the end of the very secret diaries that we had in our queue. Don't submit anymore!
Please don't submit anymore. They're not funny anymore.
With exception, like if Buster Manwoom does a very secret diaries, that would be the exception.
Why would you literally ask for that?
You know what? If I'm going to tempt fate with the Maryland spiced rain and the Necco wafer ramenade, I'm going to put it out there for fucking Buster Manwoom to potentially do a very secret diary. All right, next up is Comics Nyx, because Comics Nyx. Bella Swan, pregnant and furious.
Didn't we read this one a zillion years ago?
Yeah, back before the show existed, so we gotta do it again!
Oh.
Summary, after being trapped by a nefarious bastard, Bella must do something unspeakable.
It's not unspeakable.
Unpeakable?
Yeah.
To save her son from the evils, clans...
Claws.
Claws of her kidnappers. Chapter 1, Bella Swan, pregnant and furious.
What do you mean you didn't use a condom, you idiot?
The author... Hi, people. Twilight is not mine, and I don't make money with them. Bella Swan, pregnant and furious.
Have I ever told you that I really wish somebody would, like, make the brazen...
Yes, yeah. a few episodes, you said you wanted somebody to say that they own the subject matter with which they write.
Okay, good, because that still stands true to this day. So, yeah. Buster Manwomb, since I know you're listening, and you won't tell us who you are.
I own Hatsune Miku and Columbo.
Ah, so Steve just outed himself as Buster Manwomb.
Fuck you! You know that I will always be the Mustard King.
Yeah, and I'm the Condiment Crusader.
Bella was pregnant. The baby already had 8 months, and her belly was big. Edward Cullen impregnated her and went to hunt werewolves, letting Bella inside a baby clothes shop to choose the trousseau for the will be born. But the clothes were all very shitty.
Oh.
Bella was upset because nothing was her taste. The baby would be very badly dressed if she brings something so horrible. So she went to another clothes shop across the street. But that shop was strange, full of Chinese symbols and gargoyles in the front building. She entered, and the door closed behind her.
Bam!
And Bella looked around, and only torches were illuminating the place.
Oh no! They trapped me!
Shouted Bella, looking for an exit. A voice in the shadows within talked.
I'll eat your baby.
Bella got very frightened.
Frightened.
Okay.
Freight train.
Choo-choo. No, that can't happen. It will be the end. The life will have no meaning anymore. So she decided. Bella squat on the ground and made a pentagram around herself with a chalk that was in her pocket. She then started to evoke the Prince of Darkness. Satan itself. Fire and brimstone started to twirl in the room, and the time around her stopped.
Fire and brimstone ramenade. Can I?
I mean, we can get you some sulfur. I don't think it's poisonous to eat.
Is sulfur bad to eat?
It's not going to taste good.
Low in toxicity to people. However, ingesting too much sulfur may cause a burning sensation or diarrhea.
Yeah, worth it.
Well, ramenade already does that, so.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be no less the burn than Apollo. After all the hot sauces Dave's fucking sent me.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to have sulfur in it, as well as Necco wafer powder.
Uh-huh. This is getting more appealing by the minute.
Are we going to throw Old Bay in there as well?
No, you can't do that.
The liquid will be Old Bay water.
So you're crossing the line.
Old Bay gives him migraines.
I can't eat Old Bay. It gives me headaches.
Interesting.
That you're not a true Marylander.
Was born here, was raised here, went to school here, got a job here, bought 2 houses here, imported my wife from Canada.
Here.
And yet.
Yet.
I now have an imaginary Old Spice migraine. Please continue.
Old Spice?
Old Spice body wash can't Old block Bay. Old Bay for 16 hours.
Yes, I did not eat Old Spice. Shut up.
Ooh, Old Bay Old Spice.
Old Bay Ramenade. This right, just gets worse and
worse.
We're
gonna make you eat Old Spice Ramenade since you can't have Old Bay.
So is it as a deodorant, the cologne, the...
Yes.
I'm just gonna start wearing Old Bay as my fucking deodorant.
I'm sure that'll go over great with your job and family.
All right, Steve, what are the odds you do that for a whole week at work?
None. There are none odds.
Oh, really? You won't take me up on that?
Coward. It's not like you even have to go there.
Steve, are you aware of how What Are the Odds works?
No.
So basically, when I ask you what are the odds, you give me a number. Then on the count of three, we both say a number. And if our numbers match between zero and that number you give me, then you have to do it.
All right, fine.
All right. So what are the odds that you wear Old Bay as a deodorant for a full week at work?
The odds are very, very, very low.
So, like, from 1 to what is the odds we're doing?
Let's do 1 to 100.
All right, so out of 100, your odds, all right? 3, 2, 1, 63.
9.
You know.
I heard David say 9.
Yeah, I did
The
too.
Council of 3 heard him say 9.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I think the thunder's telling me to do this. All right, God, I'll wear Old Bay to work.
All right, now film it.
Now film it. get a shaker of Old Bay. Put that shit on.
Apparently, Val's computer just blue screened from the lightning.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
That's no good.
So I'm going to go see if I can recover the thing. Sean, please keep reading. And then after you...
It's me.
Logan.
Just keep it rolling, baby.
And
bam! God wants him to wear Old Bay. That's just what's happening.
God wants
here.
Him to wear Old Bay. He's punishing him for his defiance.
Yeah.
Chosen to wear Old Bay.
Yeah.
By the big G man himself.
Greg?
Yeah, yes, Greg.
It's Greg. Big Greg in the sky.
Yeah.
Greg in the sky.
From the bottoms of hell, the devil appeared. Bella, you invoked me. What do you want?
I want to be saved, Satan. They gonna kill my baby.
Saved? Why don't you call the god?
The god?
Because he's too busy making Steve-O wear Old Bay. Because I'm dating a vampire and a child of evil is inside my uterus.
I see. A deal with the devil condemns the soul. Are you prepared to suffer the consequences?
Yes! Bring me the pain!
And devil opened his palm, put it on her forehead, and transferred a bit of his power to her. Now, Bella, when you die, your baby soul will be mine. Mwahahahaha!
Bella looked in awe, feeling cheated.
You said you would take my soul.
Devil sneered and said, fuck you.
No, fuck you, because Val lost the recording.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's what we have Craig for.
Yep.
Yep.
And Devil returned to hell. Bella put her hand on her belly and felt an idiot, but she must save the baby for now. Yeah. The time returned to its normal pace, and a band of thousands of ninjas appeared in the room.
Bella, 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 give me the unborn and go away, so we can savor his baby bones.
Delicious.
Bones.
I thought it's bonies.
Bonies, said the lead ninja.
Never! You have to eat me first,
said Bella. As she charges in the ninja direction, she then jumps on his shoulders and do a backflip on the air, grabbing a chandelier.
Now, ninjas, fell the wrath of a prego!
Aww.
And Bella jumps from the chandelier and kicks the ninja in the face.
Ka-kow.
The other ninjas wield their weapons and charge in Bella's direction. They start to slash the swords, but she deflects them with kicks. But there are too many, so she do a spinning kick, throwing all of them on the ground. The only way to escape is deep inside the evil baby clothes shop because the front door is locked. So she goes in and goes down the stairs. The maniac ninjas start to follow her, throwing shurikens, but she dodges and picks some of them up.
It's not shurikens.
Shurinkens.
Yeah.
Oh, a strange mirror, Bella says. I think it's a portal. I shall enter and free myself from these scums. And Bella enters the portal mirror, but the ninjas are still chasing her, and they enter in the mirror too. The mirror transports Bella to a harbor where pirates drink and sleep with whores.
Baltimore?
A pirate sees Bella and shout, look, a pregnant. Let's fuck her while the baby is inside. And the mob of thousands of pirates swinging swords starts to chase Bella. Oh my god. The pirates are chasing me. I must escape or I'll be raped. And Bella throws shurikens at the pirates, hitting some of them in the head. The pirates, hit by shurikens, then explodes in a thousand ribs, splashing blood all over the sea and the docks. But the other pirates are vicious and continues the chase. However, the ninjas appear from the magical mirror and see the pirates. Look, shout the ninja leader. Pirates! Let's disembowel these bastards and serve them to our pet bulls. And the ninjas charge in the pirates' direction. The pirates then pull their guns from their belts and start to shoot ninjas, killing many. Dirty sailors, shout the pirate leader. Kill the ninjas and serve them as octopus dinner. And the slaying and beheading continues between the dirty and scoundrels.
No, scoundrels.
Scoundrels. Bella is throwing shurikens all over the directions, and them she steal a pirate sword and cut the pirates and ninjas in half. However, a bubbling starts to form in the water. It's the Kraken!
I can go for some Kraken.
Oh, I do have some Kraken.
I thought you said quicken, as in like to do my fucking taxes.
Or that disease from Deep Space Nine.
Or that thing from the greatest movie ever, Highlander 2, The Quickening.
There can only be one.
Shouts everyone, and its 100 tentacles start to grab ninjas and pirates. One of the tentacles try to grab Bella, but she fights back, cutting and thrusting her sword at the gargantuous monster. Whilst the tentacle is fighting with her, another one creep behind her and grabs her. The storm's getting pretty loud here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's moving, yeah.
Let me go, your giant piece of rotten tuna, shouts Bella. But the Kraken is evil, so he moves his tentacle in its mouth, swallowing Bella as a whole. Bella slips on the Kraken's tongue and starts to fall inside to his stomach that is some miles away from his mouth. A lot of pirates and ninjas are being swallowed too.
Are you going to lose power?
As possible as the power knocking your wife's computer off.
All right, so if another host goes offline, we'll have to end the season early.
Oh no, it's suddenly raining in Bradenton for the first time. Oh no.
Oh no, it's raining here too.
Canada's raining too. Wow, it must be raining everywhere.
But they keep fighting while they skitter inside the monster. Bella sees herself surrounded by a pirate and a ninja while slipping down the Kraken's trachea. But with great skill, she fights the two of them, one with the right hand and the other with the left. Pirate is stinky and his sword is rusty. The ninja have a katana full of flowers and garlic. Okay.
Sure.
Bella keeps defending and attacking when, with a great dexterity, she drills a hole in their skulls. She them picks their weapons and keep fighting the others. But them, she and the bunch of scum and villainy arrives at the bottom of the Kraken's belly, falling like thousands of ants inside an anteater's stomach.
All right, Dave, it's your turn.
1 second.
He has to open the story.
Yeah, I have to do that.
And find the page.
Yeah, I have to do that too. The click on thing, it's not that thing that's Gene Simmons.
Oh, who died now?
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Probably a listener.
The storm is going after our patrons now. No.
No.
All right. So Kraken Cordant juices starts to flow in the to digest the people. But there is a giant vessel. A vessel from India Nation inside Kraken Belly. So Bella and pirates and ninjas go inside to not be corroded by acid. As the belly fills with juice, the giant ship starts to float and the fight continues. But with all that noise, a bunch of Hindu zombies residing inside the ship awakes. They invoke the power of Shiva and start to throw flame balls at the ninjas and pirates and Bella. Ninjas get toasted and pirates get burned, but Bella deflects the flame bolts with her ninja katana and pirate rusty titanic sword. She them slash and cuts and dismember a lot of zombies, killing ninjas and pirates too. But the fire thrown by zombies inside Kraken's belly irritates him, and he starts to fell bad. As the fight ensues, the Kraken can't stand any more irritation in his stomach, because he have ulcers, and he sneezes the ship full of people and undead out of his body with a giant splash of Qatar.
Qatar.
The ship then flies over the skies because it has giant angel wings, because... Well, we didn't mention it earlier, but because it was a present from God to Leonardo da Vinci. However, the Indian Hindu zombies stole the ship, and it never reached its destiny.
Yeah.
But with so much jinx, the zombies and ship got swallowed by Kraken. Now they are free, but God is not happy.
I'm not happy.
He sees from the heavens the flying ship with zombies and pirates and ninjas and Bella, so... He decides to recover his big treasure, sending thousands and thousands of angels. The angels then start to go down, diving with their wings and attacking with swords and arrows and bows, all the people fighting in the vessel. Ninjas shoot shurikens in angels, pirates shoot them with guns, zombies eat their brains, and Bella cut their wings off with her two swords. Fucking cool.
Yep.
She then pick one of the wings of an angel and puts on her back. So she starts to fly and fight with the angels in the air. The angels are furious and shout,
"You earthly garbage! Die by our fucking holy swords!"
And they cut out. They cut a lot of people, but get killed very fast because they don't have armor.
The ship is entering the stratosphere. The air gets rarefied, and the sky turns black.
The sky?
The sky. It's Sean Connery. The sky turns black, and the stars can be seen as the ship starts to get engulfed in flames. But it has divine power, so no one gets burned. But giant flaming ball, the ship got transformed and called the attention of a bunch of insectoid aliens in the ship flying above Earth.
I've never seen this 007 movie.
The insectoid alien commander says,
"Look, a flying covered in fire forged by Godship. This shall be mine."
Hello, Daleks.
Actually, you know what? Can you put like some machine reverb? This is going to be a Borg delivery.
"Look, a flying covered in fire forged by Godship. This shall be mine." But put like some machine reverb on it or whatever. Make me sound like a Borg, please. Thank you.
Don't worry, he won't.
I know.
I'm so glad he chimed in instead of me.
So, like, everybody who's listening live, you know, because he's going to edit this out, just write your local
Why
Steve
would I edit this out? I'm already going to have to scrap so much material because of the blue screen.
You have plenty to work with.
Yeah, we're funny.
Yeah.
We're ha-has.
We've never once been that funny.
Even though Dave didn't record his best bit of the show.
True, I didn't do that, but I think, honestly, that's funnier.
Not to the editor! Alright, I take it back. Maybe all the gray hairs I've been getting over the years have nothing to do with the stress of work and real life, and it's all the stress of editing the shit that you guys tell me to fucking do!
It's not even that. I've been secretly siphoning your youth for years now.
Wait a minute, is this like the fucking Ood episode of Doctor Who?
No, it's that episode of fucking Are You Afraid of the Dark where they went to the old people hotel.
The old people?
Yeah, that was an episode. It was like the tale of the hotel that makes you old because of weird cameras behind the mirror or whatever.
Oh, hell yeah.
Filmed in Canada on location. Nelvana Entertainment.
Make a note of it. When I am no longer able to live independent, me send me to the old people hotel.
The old people hotel.
All right, next year.
So the aliens enter the Earth atmosphere and start to shoot the ship. The ship gets hit by the laser and a bunch of pirates and ninjas and zombies and angels and Bella take control of the ship's cannons and start to shoot miracle-covered cannonballs on the insectoid alien spaceship. The spaceship counterattacks, shooting photon lasers, but the ship counterattacks, shooting pirates and ninjas and zombies and angels and Bella at it.
So confused.
Bella whack on the spaceship hull and a few of her ribs get broken. Definitely didn't miscarry from that, but whatever. But nvless... She tries to rip the hull open to enter the spaceship and kill aliens. But a lot of cannonballs and people and undead are getting fired from the ship on the spaceship. So she must dodge and slash them at the same time.
This sounds like somebody's spec script for the sequel to Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
Yes, it's very good.
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance had a great script.
It sure did.
I'm not arguing with you, Logan. The game is pretty silly. All right, next up is me. Insectoid aliens get out of the airship and engage in hand-to-hand combat with their razor blade arms. But with all the shooting, the spaceship and the ship collides and they start to fall into Earth atmosphere. With the tremendous speed they enter, they reach the speed of light and a wormhole opens.
Oh, Lord.
Transporting them in the past. The ships get out of the portal and fall in the middle of Berlin, where thousands and thousands of Nazi soldiers are reunited. Hitler sees the ship and orders the Nazis to take the two ship over to kill Russia. Nazi fire at the angels, who slashes zombies, who eat pirates, who destroy ninjas, who behead aliens, who cut Nazis, who shoots at Bella.
This story has really gone off the rails in recent times.
Yeah.
Bella managed to charge in the Nazis' direction, cutting a lot in half and spilling blood all over Germany. Hitler shouts and shouts more, so the soldiers do what he wants. Bella then finds Hitler. Hitler picks his giant Gatling 50-foot-tall mecha and enter inside it. Final boss of the original Wolfenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Steve, gift giant 50-foot Hitlerstein.
And starts to shoot sword bullets at Bella. She jumps, dodging, and throws shurikens at Hitler.
Yeah.
but his mecha has a good shield, so nothing happens. Hitler then picks a bunch of angels to end throw at Bella. She cuts them in half and charges at Hitler's mecha direction. Hitler picks ninjas and pirates and throw them again, but Bella cuts them too. She then jumps 50 feet in the air and starts to throw all the swords, arrows, bows, and zombie body parts she found on the ground at Hitler. Hitler's mecha tries to cover, but there are too much things hitting flies back to the ground, and picks four Nazi guns from Nazi bodies and go to heaven again, and shoots at Hitler's command's cabin. The mecha starts to shatter with so much bullet impact and starts to fail. What is going on?
I don't know.
It's obvious. Stuff.
All right, stuff.
I'm waiting for Sonic to show up and call Anne Frank a loser again.
Bella then throws the Nazi weapons away and unsheath her two swords. Unsheat her two swords.
Unshit your swords.
That's very painful. She flies high in the sky. I don't know why this typo got to be most. Shem the nosedive.
Shem the nosedive.
With 1,000 meters per second speed, charging her infernal power and embedding them in the swords. The swords start to glow and burns in flames and lightning bolts. Goddammit, don't start storming again.
It's lightning.
Lightning bolts, goddammit, don't start storming in my light bulbs again. And with a final blow, she cuts Hitler's mecha in half. The mecha explodes. Kabrumlager! Killing a lot of zombies and Nazis and angels.
Yeah.
Fuck. Ah! And pirates and ninjas and insectoid aliens, but it could not happen. A time paradox opened in the space-time continuum because Hitler is dead and demons from the hell start to spread all over the earth. The Satan itself appears before Bella's eyes and talks.
Hi, I'm Bella Swan. You might be wondering why I'm talking to you like some sort of 50s grizzled prospector of some kind. Well, I'm just telling you, pregnancy hormones really do that kind of stuff. I gotta go fight angels and Nazis and zombies and pirates now, but I want you to subscribe to my Kickstarter. We're trying to get more cannonballs for our angel demon ship that apparently kills Nazis.
That has to fight Hitler.
Yeah, we have to fight Hitler. He must be stopped. So please, give generously. Give me bail money. I'm Kickstarter on. I mean Bella Swan.
Look what you did, you bitch! You are destroying the universe! The time is contracting in itself till a black hole engulfs the existence, transforming ourselves into a puddle of nothingness and void.
It's your fault, Satan!
Shouts Bella.
You messed with my baby!
And Satan and Bella starts a duel where the okay. Somebody do this on kazoo. But Bella absorbs them with her swords. She then spurt balls of flame on Satan and hit his shoulder. Ah!
Dello,
you whore! I gotta eat your soul too!
Dello,
wait, no. I take it back. Pause it. John Williams, hit pause on the CD player for a minute. You whore! I gotta eat your soul till you lick my ass.
That's right up there with Mortal Kombat Annihilations. And too bad you will die.
Too bad you will eat my soul till I lick your... Wait.
Wait a minute.
I will eat your soul until you lick my asshole, you stupid Bella.
And Satan opens a hole in the space sucking Bella's weapons in. Now Bella, you are barehanded, Bella, says Satan. I'll smash your face like a rotten worm's puke. And Satan deals a blow to Bella's face, disjoining her jaw. Arrgh! Shouts Bella. She stops. Is that breathe or it's breath?
Breath.
Breath. And reset herself.
Just like Val's computer.
It's like the Prodigy song.
Breath with me.
Yeah, breath with me. Breath with me. Bow, 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 bow.
She picks her jaw with both hands and with a twist, crack, put it into its place. Val, please finish.
Yes. Satan, says Bella. A woman doesn't need weapon. A woman have its nails. And Bella starts to scratch Satan's face, overspreading gallons of blood all over the planet. She scratches and cuts and rips Satan's faces with such fury her eyes turned red like the flames of hell and her belly started to pulsate as her unborn son's is vibrating at his mom's blows.
His mom's blows.
Okay.
Hmm.
The time is getting more and more compressed and soldiers from all eras and aliens from all planets are fighting against one another. The ground exists no more and the heavens turn into flames. Bolts of lighting crosses in all directions, hitting everyone in its path. Nazis are flying in the air, shooting bullets at Persian soldiers who shoot.
Bolts is trying to enter NASCAR!
If you're gonna do it right.
Sorry.
NASCAR! Who shoots lances at them and big Roman elephants eat Eskimos. Don't say Eskimos, it's...
Yeah.
Who cut and destroy Indians and Vikings, but Bella is still fighting. Bella, you are strong, but
you
I am
are
the...
are strong.
Oh, you are strong, but I am the fucking devil! And devil pushes Bella's belly with such a strong blow, she spurts her bowels out of her throat. Bella sees all this and blood come out of her mouth. She says, coughing, no, my son, he needs me. Laughs Satan. No one can save you. But a voice that shakes all the universe starts to speak, resonating in the ears of all the people and non-people in the space.
Why are there so many Pringles cans in the patron chat?
It's been going for 5 minutes, dude.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me go and buy some fucking Pringles then.
Yo, you got Pringle money?
Bella! I am God, and you must destroy Satan! Says God with
thunderous
voice. Mom,
don't tell me what to do!
Shush, yes. Bella looks the non-sky and she sees God. God, I can't! Satan is killing me! No, Bella, Satan can't kill you, because I am at your side. And God waves his hands, throwing a big power at Bella. Bella's bowels start to grow again, and she feels her muscles grow in size and power. Her veins are pumping adrenaline, and her eyes are angry. Thanks, God. Now it's the mammy payback time. And Bella strikes blow after blow in Satan's belly.
Did she say mammy?
Yeah, mammy.
Yes. Yeah.
She turns Super Saiyan mammy. He starts to spurt bowels, heart, lungs, and kidney from his mouth. Bella picks his teeth and with a flying kick, crumble them in a million of pieces. Satan is now toothless and organless, and Satan says, Bella, you made a pact. You owe me your soul. Coughing blood and trembling with pain. Yes, Satan, cries out loud Bella. Fell my soul in your ass! And Bella picks a passing lightning bolt and shoves it in Satan's ass, exploding him in a trillion of pieces all over the universe. His blood reaches the time-space continuum and everything starts to go back to the normality. The earth recomposes itself. The heavens turn existent again. The ninjas and pirates and zombies and aliens and angels and demons and Nazis start to commemorate drinking vodka in big vats. They shout Bella's name. Bella! Bella! The savior of galaxy! Bella! And they start to dance and get drunk and fighting again. Bella then goes back to Earth and God says, thanks, Bella. You saved the existence and rearranged the natural laws of universe. It's nothing, God. Every time you need. And Bella goes back to the baby clothes shop. She then finds the perfect clothes to her son and buys them. When C gets out of the shop, Edward arrives with werewolf-severed heads in his hands. Hey, Bella, I'm late? Oh, Edward, you're on time. I had just the right time to buy everything our son need.
Steve-o?
Yo?
Can you buy me the pecan pie Pringles?
If they still exist?
If they still exist, let me go look. Old Bay Pringles.
No.
That's not what I said. I want pumpkin pie spice Pringles.
Stop making Logan hungry.
I want white chocolate peppermint Pringles.
That's awesome. Let's go home and clear up his bedroom. These wolf head will be great on the wall. And Bella and Edward hug one another, kiss and go home happily ever after.
Epilogue.
In the nothingness of non-existence, two evil men talks. My master, how could Bella have killed you? God interfered, dear Führer. But don't be afraid, that woman and the Almighty would pay for this. And the two evil beings started to laugh manically, echoing their black-hearted and nefarious laughter all over the netherworld.
The end.
The season's over, you can all go home. Well, wait, no!
Okay, bye.
No. If you leave now, you don't get Pringles.
If you leave now,
Dave, I will send you a bag a day of Maryland spiced water.
You wouldn't dare. Please don't do that.
It's May 26th. We are done with the season. We'll be taking off June, July, and August. And we should be back the first Wednesday in September, which, let me see, what is? That would be September 1st.
Mm.
For those of you who are subscribed to our Patreon, first of all, we love you. Second of all, we will be pausing dues. The union will disband temporarily for the months that we are not active, but we'll still be having, you know, Discord shenanigans, and I think FNF Wrestling's supposed to come back.
We're calling it Slam Fiction now. That stuck.
Yeah, Friday Night Slam Fiction.
Yeah, because my work just renewed my subscription to Adobe Creative Cloud, so now I have more powerful tools to work with.
And Logan, I think we're going to try to do at least one episode of the cooking show over the summer.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. You know, I have Wednesdays off for a little while, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie and I are going to be taking plenty of time to take care of the baby and doing stuff around the house. Sean will be looking to... Yep.
The braces for my eyes.
Braces for your eyes. Sorry, braces for your eyes. God, how long was this frigging season? I don't even remember. It's like 10 months.
With a lot of time in between. Ooh, yeah,
we took a lot of breaks.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
We can blame it all on Dump Truck.
Yeah.
And also life. I don't want to blame him for stuff that he might listen to later on and then be, like, upset about.
Dump Truck Treg Bortz is to blame for the election, the insurrection, the plague upon this earth.
The storm that's happening right now.
Dump Truck Treg Bortz is the harbinger of all dooms.
He's responsible for Old Bay.
Oh, great.
Oh, so he's the Antichrist. Cool.
So thank you very much to our patrons, especially our genital guardians, Angel Bane, Chirpy, Disambiguity, Disgust, Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Grass Dragon, Richard Pryor, Santa Grimnar, The Judge, The Jury, and The Exegutter, two-time World Heavyweight Champion, Thunder God Matthew J, The Dude, except played by Christopher Lee instead of Jeff Bridges, and an overnight shipped can of Maryland spiced water Pringles.
Yum, yum.
A super special thanks to our Bullgate beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Dump Truck Treg, Borschwitz, Evan Baumel, I Want to Be Steve-O Now I Want to Be David, Miri, Moonchild is back, baby, love you guys and enjoy the your break, insert heart emoji here, Razor Flood, Terez, Wage, and this podcast, Steve-O Fatifo, David, Val, Logan, Sean, the patrons, this joke, Kogel, Hot Dogs, and Mrs. Brisby are S tier fight A.
Damn.
Wow.
Our fans really went all out for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steven Fatifin.
Do you guys have any words to say before summer happens?
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2000, wear sunscreen. Now play the sunscreen song, but do the King of the Hill version.
Logan.
Always wear an athletic cup.
I thought you were going to say always wear cum.
Always eat cum.
Eat your gains, yeah.
Sean, what do you have to say?
Check out my new metal album, Immolation Eternal, Beast Slayer, with songs such as The Bent, Suicide Ride, G.O.D., Message of Temptation, Murder Crusade, Highway to Nowhere, Beast of Metal, All Hail Abraxas, and subvertifier.
Okay, Val?
I'm hungry.
All right, well, my comments are not going to be any more helpful than...
What the fuck is chicken schnitty?
Subscribe and find out.